High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Academy Park Knights and the Springfield Cougars. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And good evening. It is a Thursday night, January 2nd, 2020. Dave Berman and the cast of characters here. Boys High School Basketball, the Central League versus the Del Valle League tonight. Academy Park, the visiting team here at Springfield High School. They are the Knights. They are 4-2 under first-year head coach Kevin Stewart, 2006 grad of Academy Park High School. He played college ball. Replaced Frank Wolf, who did a tremendous job in 3 years maintaining the Academy Park boys basketball program. Springfield Delco, it's been a struggle the past three seasons. They've lost 30 games in a row. They're due for a victory, and they're hoping DelcoHoops.com and the broadcast will help them out. They're 0-7 this year. Kevin McCormick in year number 26. He's a great coach, man. Great coach. They've had a lot of success under him. They've been to the state tournament several times over the years under Coach McCormick. They made the states in 2006, 2007, 2010, 2017.
Yeah.
And Kevin, of course, an absolute legend in this area, great guy. He was a member of the 1981 Ursinus College Division III Final Four men's college basketball team in 1981, which is the only time, ironically, ever that Springfield Delco High School advanced to the PIAA state tournament. Boys basketball lost a tough one to Uniontown out of suburban Pittsburgh. And we are in the old, old gym tonight, yeah. Not the one where Jeff Petrie played and the one where Dave Batten played and those guys.
Springfield, for those who may not know, is under a major rebuild. They're actually replacing the entire school, athletic field, gymnasiums. It's going to be, something's going to be here for probably at least 100 years, I would guess, afterwards. But they moved the football field and but they say that things are moving along swimmingly. As a matter of fact, they are hoping to play lacrosse on the new field this spring. That would be wonderful. And, of course, Springfield's football team played at Strathaven this year because their field didn't exist. So things are moving along, and I am told that the new gymnasium will be a double-decker, two courts, one on the bottom floor, one on the top. And on the top floor, there will also be a mezzanine where people can stand up and watch the game, which is good for us because we like to be up there sometimes depending on the game and the crowds and things like that. So I'm sure it will be a beautiful facility. And, you know, hopefully they'll have – we'd like to see more and more schools wire for Wi-Fi. They obviously all have Wi-Fi, but they're very restricted because obviously they've got a lot of information to protect and they don't want kids using it for sites that they shouldn't be using it for. So – unfortunately, that usually takes us right out of the picture. Not that we're using sites we shouldn't be using, but they can't tell the difference between sites that shouldn't be used and things like our uploading broadcasts. So we have to go on a local hotspot thing we use, which is usually pretty reliable. But in the meantime, I thought I'd give a little history on Springfield.
Yeah.
Always terrific to be here. We haven't done a lot of Springfield over the years since we started because they haven't been winning a whole lot of games, and we picked this game because we thought it could be interesting. And, of course, there's two schools of thought when you're losing a lot of games. One is that you're due to win, and the other one is that you're not doing so well. So we prefer to think that maybe this will be a night that you can pull this game out. So Academy Park's having a fairly decent year, though, so we'll see.
Yeah, they're always tough. Del Valle, they play against the Chesters. They used to play the Glen Mills, but Glen Mills is no longer.
More.
And then, of course, Penwood. And Kevin Stewart first year. He wants to go from a good program to an elite program. He wants to get up there and make some deep runs in the state tournament. Not as easy as it used to be, but he's going to try his best, and he's going to have four great matchups coming up, two with Penwood, two with Chester.
Right.
And Springfield Delco, 0-7, but they've had a lot of close losses, Mike, and they have a lot of potential out there. And they produced this program, two NBA players, class of 1966, Jeff Petrie. He played football, basketball, and baseball here at Springfield Delco. And he went to Princeton under Petey Kirill, all Ivy League, and went to the NBA with the Portland Trail Blazers. Was Rookie of the Year in the NBA in 1971, Jeff Petrie. And, of course, Peter, you remember him going back that far.
Absolutely remember him. Back in the days when the Sixers played him, he hurt the Sixers a lot with his shooting. Great shooting touch.
Yes, and then he left Portland just before they made the run to win the national NBA championship over the Sixers in 77. Right. Dave Batten, class of 74. Tremendous four-year career starter. Notre Dame four-year starter was Dave in college basketball and played professionally in Italy, Switzerland, a couple years in the NBA. And Dan Girott went here. And Dan is going to be inducted into our Delaware County Sports Hall of Fame coming up in the spring. And Dan graduated in 2006, went to Richmond, had a great career, and still doing some helping out the NBA, doing some coaching in the professional ranks.
Yeah, you know, State, if you're not familiar with our website, obviously if you're listening to the broadcast, you have some familiarity. But we do use articles from all over the area as we update, primarily the Delco Times, occasionally the Philadelphia Inquirer, and, of course, City of Basketball Love, which we use a lot because Josh Verlin is just terrific. His writers are terrific. They cover an aspect of the game that we don't see many places, and they go into some depth. So we will link to their pages as well. I should mention that Josh Verlin and City of Basketball Love is now self-funded, i.e., they don't charge for their site. They don't have big-time sponsors, per se, although they're certainly working on that. The bottom line is they're looking to be self-funded through donations from people who look. So if you do go to our site and click over to their site, please give some thought as to supporting them through Patreon. You can do it for a couple bucks a month, $3 a month. I think Josh is asking for $3 a month. And it's a great service. And if you like basketball, it's not just high school. He covers college grade. He covers the pros real well. It's a great, if you're a basketball fan, if you're not familiar with the site, use one of our links to the site and take a look around. It's a terrific site, and for $3 a month, you can't beat the deal. So in any event, that's a plug for Josh.
Yes.
We're all excited. We're going to be at Strathaven next week to see the Conestoga-Strathaven game and call that. That should be a good one. Both teams are doing well. Both teams are in the Central League. So that should be a pretty good game all the way around.
Talked about a little history here. Union Town beating Springfield Delco in the 1981 PIAA Boys Basketball State Championship game. And you look at the Academy Park, they made the state finals in 94. Unfortunately, they lost in AAA. We had two Delaware County teams that year, 94, Mike, one in AAA. Academy Park lost to Beaver Falls from Pittsburgh, Joe Namath's alma mater, 65-59, and Chester was in the Quad A State Championship that year, and Chester did win it over Erie Prep, 69-65. The offspring, or the predecessors to Academy Park, there was a good old Darby Township guys. Remember them? They won the states in 1967, and they won the states in 1975.
I was on a beach in California that year.
Darby Township and Collingdale, they all merged. And Sharon Hill High School, we saw Frank Long, our buddy in the house here tonight, Kyle Long's dad, and he graduated from old Sharon Hill. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the starting lineups and opening Tippett's Boys Basketball, Central League, Springfield Delco, Academy Park, the Del Valle Boys Basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here to the old gymnasium, ladies and gentlemen. We played where Petrie and Batten played in the blue gym,
right,
for Springfield Delco. Now we're in the auxiliary gym, but it's nice.
It's a color. I think it's a gold gym or I don't remember anymore.
So starting lineups, first of all, visiting Academy Park, number one, Jalen Cassidy. Number three, Derek Northern. Derek's a 5'10 junior. Number four, Tariq Marrero, 6'1 junior, one of the top players in Southeastern PA. Number 20, Nate Bundy, 6'5 senior. Number 21, Laval Johnson. Right? L-A-V-A-U.
Yep, I agree.
5'11 junior. Now your Springfield Cougars. I'm trying to see who's doing the public address over there. Nice sound system in this old gym.
Yeah, but they will not have a PA announcer for the game, just for the lineups.
All right, so Michael Hoey, freshman, number 22. Number four, Nasir Cryer, 5'9", senior. Number 24, 6'1", senior, Brian Ward for the Cougars of Springfield Delco. Number 10, Cole Rhodes, 6'1", junior. Looks like one of the administrators is doing it here at the public address. Number two, he should be doing the announce. I mean, that would really jazz it up a little bit. He really, you know.
He's got a nice voice.
He does.
All right, let's go to a quick commercial
break. Okay, we got the starting lineups. Opening tip, boys basketball, Springfield Delco, Academy Park, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Battle two Delaware County boys basketball teams, one in the Central League, Springfield, the Cougars, right off of Baltimore Pike, and Academy Park is right off of Chester Pike, located in Sharon Hill. So here we go, Academy Park 4-2, Springfield 0-7. Talk with Coach McCormick before the game. Got a nice little selfie I put on. You guys can use my selfies, by the way. Me and Andrew have a nice one.
Put it on because I usually use an extra photo. Usually when Andrew interviews somebody at the end of the game, I usually put that photo up.
So McCormick, Kevin told me before, 26 year here at Springfield, he said we're going to have to slow these guys down.
Yep.
And I was talking about what Haverford School did to Chester
The
other night. He said, you're not going to speed up Haverford School no matter who they have. So the opening tip, Academy Park is in the black uniforms and the white trim. Springfield, the white uniforms, yellow and blue trim. Trying to get their first win of the year, their first win in three seasons. Tap is knocked out of bounds, and the officials say it's going to go with Springfield. Man-to-man defense. Across the timeline. Springfield, that's going to be a quick travel on the freshman. You talk about being thrown into the fire with this Academy Park in-your-face pressure.
Yep.
Travel on Hoey, the ninth grader for Springfield.
That's probably all nerves.
Left to right, Academy Park, the Knights and the Cougars, and there's a reach-in foul on Hoey. So tough start for the young man, but he's, again, thrown into a tough situation here, and he will only get better. first personal, first team foul. They actually put the team fouls and the personal fouls on the board there.
There you go.
In this auxiliary gym here at Springfield, being revented Springfield High School. Floater to the basket, and it goes in by LaVaugh Johnson, 5'11 junior. 2-0, Academy Park. Springfield is back. Nasir Cryer, number 4 with the rock. Dribbling baseline. Got to get it out now. Gives it to Makai Terry. Terry's a 6'4 senior. Near side to Cole Rhodes. And now far side, looking with the ball is Brian Ward. Way out high. Guarded closely by Jalen Cassidy. And they're slowing. They're doing exactly what they got to do. Value every pass and possession. Looking for the back door. Lay it up. No. That was missed by Brian Ward, 6'1 senior. Academy Park the rebound. They come back left to right. Marrero loses the ball. Taken away by Terry. Terry to his teammate. High off the glass. No. He follows his shot. Does Cryer on the floor. And a tie-up and possession arrow with. Looks like it's going to be with Academy Park, the Knights. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Academy Park.
Springfield's had their opportunities. They've missed a couple of shots they should have made.
Now back is Derek Northern, number 3, driving left side. Far wing with the rock and losing it. Ball taken away from LaVaugh Johnson. And Springfield has a back right to left. Between the circles now to Hoey, the freshman. Hoey spins. He can handle the rock. Flips it off to teammate Cole Rhodes. He's a junior. Right wing three ball is no good. Fired up by Brian Ward. Rebound to the big fellow. Looks like Nate Bundy there for Academy Park. They come down. They miss a shot the Knights. And Springfield the rebound right to left. 5:50 to go. First quarter. Low scoring game so far. 2-0. Michael Hoey, the freshman, dribbling to the far side, guarded by Cassidy. Far wing Cryer, driving right baseline under the basket, wide open three ball from the left wing, the left wing corner, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Springfield, going to the basket, and the reverse layup is good by number 10, Cole Rhodes, for the Cougars of Springfield, the 6'1 junior, tied at 2. Pull-up jumper is short. Springfield the rebound. The jumper missed by Northern. Back they come. Fake. Shot is blocked from behind by Marrero. Keep an eye on him all night long, the junior. Marrero's pass underneath. Spin, lay it up and in. Basket by Derek Northern. And this is what Springfield does not want to get into, run and gun. And they're going to put the trap on. Smart move. They get it across the timeline. And you got to get back, as we mentioned. You got to hustle back when you throw that trap if you get beat. On three-pointers, you'll know why. You weren't back covering your guy. Springfield, top of the key now. Rhodes, far wing. Hoey, top of the key. Near side, Cryer. Top of the key, Terry. Terry to Hoey. Springfield looking for the back door to the basket. No, but a foul. Personal is going to be on Tariq Marrero of Academy Park, the 6'1 junior, his first, team's first. And going to the line to shoot 2 is number
10
blocked out there, Cole Rhodes. So he can tie the game up here. Academy Park is up by 2, now make it 1. Rhodes has all 3 Springfield Delco point substitutions. Number 2, Barry Brown, quarterback of the very successful Academy Park football team, 6'3 seniors in the game. And also, let's see, Brown is number 10?
Number 10,
Namir Simmons, a 5'9 senior. Next free throw up, back to the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Hoey, the ninth grader, nice job getting in now, out-hustling the Academy Park ball players. Springfield with the ball, 4:20 to go, first quarter. 4-3 lead, Academy Park. Near side, Cryer. Top of the key to Ward. Three ball from the right wing corner is up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Cole Rhodes has all 6 Springfield points. They lead it by two. Marrero, left wing corner on the pass. The three ball is up and good by Jalen Cassidy.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Cassidy makes it 7-6 Academy Park. Coach Stewart, not happy about something he sees, going to take one of his ball players out of the game. Thinking about the three left side, now driving to the basket, pass underneath and off the hands of Makai Terry. Springfield turnover. Coming in is now Khalil Greenwood, 5'9", quick as a cat, sophomore for Academy Park from Sharon Hill. They're from the Del Valle. Springfield from the Central League. Left wing corner, Marrero for three. Got it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Ooh, they're hitting them now.
Marrero makes it 10-6 Academy Park, and they keep that pressure up, trying to speed Springfield Delco up and prevent them from slowing it down. They get it across the timeline. Into the paint to Terry. Drive.
Ooh,
shot
nice
by
block.
Marrero. He's a baller, guys. Flying to the basket. No, but a foul. Two free throws coming for Khalil Greenwood. Isn't he really fast?
Fouling 24, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian Ward, his first team second. 3 minutes, 2 seconds, first quarter. Academy Park was actually down 6-5, but five unanswered points. So they have a total. We have them, 10-6 Academy Park. Free throw is good. I like this number 11 right away. Makes it 11-6. The first year, Academy Park, head coach Kevin Stewart. Misses that one wide to the right, and Hoey gets the ball. Ninth grader. Springfield Delco back. Left wing corner. Wide open three ball, and that's what Springfield's going to have to do.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
If you don't get on your man after you trap, and the guys are going to hit shots. We saw that Haverford School made a few of those last night, but not as many as they could have. And it hurt them, that loss to Chester. Now Academy Park coming back with a two-point lead off the glass. No offensive rebound. Barry Brown lays it up and in.
Offensive rebounds can be killers. You give these guys a second chance.
Quarterback of the football team that made it to the state quarterfinals. Lost a heartbreaker. State semis, actually. And then, say, quarterfinals, my bad, 5A. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Springfield. And they lost.
42-41.
Yeah, 1 point, a conversion, 2 point conversion, end of the game. Didn't work. And then the team that beat them, Cheltenham, lost a heartbreaker in the state final to Wood. Across the timeline, they come. 2:15 to go. Springfield with a rock. Ward, near side, Cryer, right at the key, Rhodes. 4 point lead for Academy Park. 2:01 to go. Gotta stay deliberate. And then now they're staying on him with the three ball into the game. Kenneth Wright guarding the defense.
Nice,
driving.
Nice layup.
Good job. Fearless ball. Brian Ward, he's a senior, and you can see it right there. He's a strong kid. Yep. And Springfield with the 2 points cuts it to 2 points. Simmons, top of the key. Now right of the key, flipping it off to Greenwood. Simmons looks to drive to the rack, high off the glass, no good. Rebound, they're going to call a foul on who? Interesting call. Push off, Springfield.
I didn't see that, but I wasn't looking either, so.
Thought that was a no call out there. It's on number 24, that's number.
No, on number five.
On number five, okay.
Devin Allen.
All right, Devin Allen, his first, team's third, Springfield. Right at the key, right wing. Side now with the rock is right. Way out high, near side, Cassidy. Far side, left of the key, Greenwood. Greenwood looks to penetrate. And he loses the ball on the pass. And here comes Springfield Delco all the way to the basket. Good give and go with a left hand.
Oh.
You got to make that shot.
Oh.
In and out. They need every point they can
they
get.
They sure do, but Havard just threw it out of bounds. So
is that another turnover?
Turnover,
on
yep.
Unforced
turnover right
turnover.
There.
1 minute and 4 seconds ago in a quick-moving first quarter.
And
the way
very
we
well
like
played
it.
Game
the
so
game
far.
Started at 7:34 p.m.
There you go.
On this Thursday night. So Springfield back, down by just two. 13-11 to Academy Park. Dave Berman and the gang here. Pete Fulginetti, Mike Baer, thinking about the three. Now he's playing like a senior night. Good job, spread it around. going to the basket, losing the ball, sticking with it. Spring the Cougars. Great job there by Devin Allen off the bench. And now taking it to the rack.
Ooh,
and
stepped out of bounds.
No, he was pushed.
Was
I believe.
Pushed? I don't think so.
Looks like they're getting the foul on number 11, Khalil Greenwood.
Yeah, it is a foul.
Before he stepped out of bounds.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
25 to inbound the rut. That's
the out of bounds went right in front of
Elijah
us, so we saw the line.
Elijah Busby, 5'7" junior. Jumper straight away, no good. Offensive rebound up, no, but a foul. Springfield playing inspired here. Devin Allen will go to the line shooting two.
Play aggressive. We talk about it all the time. You know, either you get the two or you get the foul. Now, if you can't make foul shots, you got a problem, but that's another issue. So let's see what they can do here. Springfield's keeping it close. Two-point game.
Number two on their, to me, their best player, Tariq Marrero for Academy Park. Got to make these foul shots. Springfield, take advantage of every opportunity. It's good, the first one. 31 seconds go first quarter. If he makes this, we're tied. We're at Springfield High School tonight.
Ooh.
Good.
Those shots, nice. Tied up.
Substitutions into the game.
Number 3, Terrence Cobb, and number 11, Tanner Robinson.
There we go.
And also checking in 32, Luke D'Ambrosio. I believe his sister plays on the girls' basketball team. And Luke's only a sophomore. He's long and lean. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. Academy Park left to right. Across midcourt is Derek Northern. Top of the key. Right of the key. Right wing corner, three ball up and good. They're making their shots, man. Khalil Greenwood, he did not hesitate.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Three trays in the game for Academy Park. Top of the key. Springfield coming back. Driving to the basket. Off balance. No. Great effort there by a freshman, number 3, Terrence Cobb for Springfield. In and out. After one quarter of play, it's Academy Park 16, Springfield 13. Boys basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Three balls by Academy Park, three of them helping them to a three-point lead, 16-13 after one quarter.
Yeah, Dave, just an instant observation here. Springfield's really playing good ball. They're hustling. They're getting good rebounds. They're moving the ball well. They're almost reminding me a little bit of Haverford the other night. They're trying to move the ball, get good shots, and they're hustling. This is, certainly doesn't look like a team that's 0-for. I think this team's really developing.
Now their top 8 kids, 2 freshmen. So this is going to be a big experience for them, but they need to start to learn how to win some games. You got to get that first. You know, talking 30 straight losses. Springfield has the ball to begin the second quarter. Driving hard to the basket is Devin Allen. His shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars. This is Hoey to inbound for Springfield, one of those ninth graders. Grizzled senior out there, number 24, Brian Ward. And you do appreciate the kids, even with all the losses, sticking with the program and trying to help out these younger kids. Oh, no. Foul on Academy Park. And is it going to be on? Oh, they called it. I thought it was going to be on Marrero, but it's on Cassidy instead. His first team foul, number 5. That would have been 3 on Marrero if they called it. Hoey, top of the key, left of the key now. And throwing the ball deflected out of bounds. On the pass by. Actually, I was screened off, and I think it was maybe Tanner Robinson. But timeout on the floor, 7:24 to go, second quarter. It is boys high school basketball, Springfield Delco trailing Academy Park by 3 points. DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier. Like a PNC Business line of credit. Or PNC Total Auto. A place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight. To search for a new house within your budget. PNC. Make today the day.
And we get ready to resume play here following the timeout. Springfield Delco with the ball. Allen, left side to Ward to Allen. Now Hoey with a rock, top of the key. Right elbow, Allen, Ward, Hoey, Springfield Delco. Hoey driving ball. He lost it out of bounds.
Yep.
That's good defense there by...
It's good defense. Yeah, good game so far.
Yeah, Greenwood is a tough, tough defender for Academy Park. Does a lot of things. Not sure if he plays football or not, but I tell you what, he would be a heck of a running back or safety. Gets the ball back. Right wing corner. Another three ball for the Knights.
Ooh.
In and out. Nice rebound. Box out there. Brian Ward of Springfield. Right wing corner. Cryer to Ward. Ward right of the key. Allen. Allen dribbles with the left hand, now the right hand, left, top of the key, right of the key. Far wing Cryer, guarded by Greenwood. Cryer is going to pull up the jumper, too strong.
Great rebound by Storks. I'm sorry, by Cassidy.
Cassidy back for Academy Park. Marrero, he can score at will. They're playing good defense on him tonight. Three ball left of the key is way off. And look at the boxing out right there.
Yep.
Great job by Springfield. And yep. Hoey gets... the ball back.
They can't
Hoey looking for the back door, getting a little helter-skelter, but somebody should be open, but there is a turnover, and then turned right back to Springfield. They've got it. Wide open, 15-footer doesn't take it, and then throws the ball away. Ill-advised, and there's a foul, and a good foul. Actually, I think that's a good foul on Cryer because Greenwood from Academy Park is ready to take it all the way to the rack. So 5:56 to go. I don't think we have any points here, and second quarter. Back into the game for Academy Park is Laval Johnson. He was one of the starters.
Springfield is boxing out well. They know they can't allow those second attempts by Academy Park to put that ball in a bucket. They'll just kill them.
Left to right, Cassidy back, far side Vaughn, Laval Johnson. Between the circles now to Northern. Left of the key, Johnson, Marrero, left wing corner, bang again, baby.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
There he is, Tariq Marrero, 6'1 junior with six. Lead is six for Academy Park. Allen left of the key. Gets it out to Ward between the circles. Again, look at that man-to-man, tight, in-your-face, intense defense being played here by Academy Park. Near wing, Hoey. Between the circles, Allen. Allen dribbles, flips it off right side. To Cryer, three ball up, no good. Strong rebound, Cassidy, the 6'1 senior, and he turned the ball over. He wanted to make a bounce pass, did the Academy Park youngster, but turned it over. Back into the game, Springfield gets the ball back as number two, Makai Terry, 6'4 senior. And also in, guys.
Number 25, Elijah Busby,
there you
back
go.
Into the game.
5'7 junior. 4:57 to go, second quarter. Springfield with the rock. Busby, left wing corner, Hoey. Hoey almost traveled. Don't call it. Ward, three ball, right wing corner, no good. And Academy Park with the rebound again. That is Jalen Cassidy. Cassidy, left of the key, Northern. Floater in the lane, partially blocked. I thought it was partially blocked, but they say not.
Nope,
last
nope.
touch, that went right off of the...
I think he never got his hand on the ball properly and pushed it up, and he just rolled off.
Well, nice crowd here tonight.
Yeah. It's a little gym, but they filled most of the seats.
Despite the Springfield squad not winning a game this year, got to keep supporting the kids. They're playing a very good opponent here from the Del Valle. Left wing corner is Rhodes for Springfield. Rhodes, top of the key now. Hoey for three.
Ooh.
The freshman misses it.
I think Springfield's taking too many three-point shots. So go ahead, Dave.
Another rebound for Cassidy. Good dish. Lay it up and in number 20. Nate Bundy, the 6'5 senior, 5 They've outscored them 5-0 Academy Park here in the second quarter. Now it's an 8-point lead. 4 minutes and 4 seconds to go. Second quarter, boys basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier. Like a PNC Business line of credit. Or PNC Total Auto. A place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight. To search for a new house within your budget. PNC. Make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Academy Park playing very well in this boys' basketball game. Second quarter, 4:04 to go, but their lead is only 8 over Springfield, and you can just tell a little bit more experience on Academy Park, and they're used to winning games.
Springfield's got to get to the bucket. They got to go inside the key and shoot. They can't be doing this three-point stuff.
Top of the key now is Makai Terry. Weave it around. Busby, Terry, far wing Ward. Ward left of the key. Now he's going to take it to the rack into the lane. Floater is blocked. Doesn't get the call. Here's Marrero going to try to take it all the way. The Euro step. Misses the shot. Too strong. And the rebound is Springfield. And ahead of the pack is Hoey, the freshman. He kept his pivot foot. Foul on number 20. Boy, amazingly, the foul's on Nate Bundy, but incredibly, Michael Hoey, the ninth grader, kept his pivot foot.
Yeah, well, you know, Nate's only 6'5". And
so team foul, I say 5 on Academy Park here in the first half, 4 on Springfield. 3:20 to go in the quarter. Looking for the crossover. That's going to be a foul, and it's going to be on the floor. Personal, number 3. Derek Northern, kind of cool being back down on the floor. You can really see stuff, especially absolutely. Where we are, Caddy Corner, where we usually sit for the games at the Shoebox at Penwood High School. So that's 16 fouls on Academy Park. Springfield scoreless here in the second quarter, trailing by 8 points. They have the rock. Only down by 8, as I said, 21-13. Out high now, Cole Rhodes. Near side is Brian Ward. And there's your man, wide open. Got to hit those three balls, and he does. A trifecta.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
From the left wing corner, 6'1 junior, 9 points, Cole Rhodes. Lead down to 5. Here comes Academy Park, Johnson. They weave it around. Cassidy to the basket. Passes, goes awry off his player. Wasn't looking for it. That's Barry Brown off his foot. Was not his fault, though. Springfield, Delco back. He's hot, Rhodes. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Shot is blocked, but a foul on Barry Brown.
Good move. Went to the basket, got fouled. Now make your free throw points. It'll be a nice two-point shot.
I mean, mentally, they have to get over the hump somehow, some way, Springfield.
Well, that's just it. There's a monkey on your back now when you've been losing this many games. You just got to break it. That's all. And then Academy Park, Chester, doesn't make any difference who you're playing. You got to get out from under.
17 fouls on Academy Park. First half, 2:42 to go, second quarter. Free throw up and good.
Good, got it. I'll tell you, from what, you know, I've seen in the last several years, this is the best 0-7 or 0-6 team I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, they've had some close
These kids
losses.
Are good, yeah.
They went up to Allentown, lost to the Allentown-Allen Canaries, a really strong team by 9 points. They were in the game, you know, trying their best.
It'll turn for them.
So his name is Cole Rhodes at the line. He makes both.
That's great.
5 in the
quarter. 3-point game.
11 for the game. You got to make Academy Park think like, hey, you know, this is not going to be easy. And there's almost another turnover. It is a turnover. Look at the hustle out there, and Springfield gets it back, but then taken back by Academy Park. Great job there by Johnson, and he is going to be called for what?
Charge.
Offensive foul. Yeah. 18 fouls. 8 on Academy Park. And on the foul, let's see, the personal.
Number 1.
21.
Is Cassidy his second.
No.
I thought
he had a number 1 on the board. I don't know.
So, yeah, Jalen Cassidy, Academy Park, is second. So coming back to the basket now, they can't afford to commit. Boy, if they hit a 3-ball here, this place will go crazy, but they haven't shot it yet. That's your hot man, Cole Rhodes, right wing corner. Dribbles it out high now. I'd like to see the freshman. This young man here, number 22, he's got tremendous skill. Very, very savvy. There's your tie. If he can make the 3-ball, no good. He misses
short.
It short. Yep, with the left hand. That's Makai Terry.
Now Academy Park is slowing it down. That's interesting.
Well, yeah, you're in deep foul trouble.
Yep.
And Springfield can really, as I said, they're not a pressing team, but they can play really tough offense. I think it's on the floor as driving to the basket was number 23, Kenneth Wright. Oh, they call that an offensive foul. Wow. On Academy Park, the Knights have 19
fouls.
That's
two in a row.
So if I am Springfield Delco, every time I say something, it usually doesn't happen. Take it. Keep taking it aggressively to the rack and draw those fouls.
Absolutely. You're making your free throws. Stop with the three-point stuff and try to drive into the basket, make your shots, and if not, get fouled.
They still have two fouls to give. Boy, here's a pocket rocket. Here's for the tie, the freshman. He's got it. I heard he could shoot.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Ninth grader Michael Hoey has tied this game. Springfield Delco 21 and Academy Park 20. Walked. They don't call it. Wow. They want that walk. Three ball is good. It burns him with a three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Jalen Cassidy for Academy Park. Gives this team a three-point lead, even though they're in foul trouble. They're going all the way to the basket. Up. No, they are taking it to the rack, though. Out of bounds. Last touch by Springfield. Back into the game is senior Brian Ward for the Cougars of Springfield. 109 to go in the second quarter, and despite being in foul trouble, you got to give Academy Park credit. They're keeping that trap going.
I was going to say, I don't think they care that much. I think they slowed it down to get better control of the game. They're throwing the ball around too much. There are too many unforced turnovers.
So Springfield was down by eight, tied it up. Now looking for the back door. Another turnover.
Oh.
And a foul, and that's going to be two shots for number two, Makai Terry of Springfield, on not a smart foul there at all by number right. That's Laval Johnson, I think.
Well, you know, sometimes you foul because you're so discombobulated by what just happened. You don't know what you're doing. And that was the case. That ball was, like, all over the place, and he didn't know where he was or where his opponent was.
I called on Derek Northern. His second free throw up, around, no good. Got to make these foul shots, Springfield.
Boy, that's for sure.
Terry is a 6'4 senior. Coming in is number 11, Tanner Robinson. And he looks like a ninth grader. I'll try to get these guys maybe at halftime, find out what grade.
Which ones?
Like the Tanner Robinson kid and the Devin Allen.
All right, well, you can take a look over the
additions to our roster. Free throw good by Cryer. Or check that, Makai Terry. Academy Park with the ball. 55 seconds ago. Second quarter, they lead by 2 points, 24-22. Trying to push the issue. Northern. Now Cassidy, Marrero, NBA 3, in and out. And a
boy,
strong,
that was close.
Good box out there by Makai Terry. Springfield can tie or take the lead here as they come back right to left. Second quarter, we're late. Hoey, three ball straight away is up. No good. That was missed by Makai Terry. Academy Park coming back. Marrero, Glass, no. Battling for the rebound, fighting for it on the floor. It's picked up by Busby. Academy Park, you do not want to play overly aggressive. You're in foul trouble. 15 seconds to go.
You know, wait on the last shot, guys. Come
second
on.
Quarter, yeah, smart move. Two-point lead, Academy Park. Springfield right there. Hoey getting more and more confidence. Right wing with 2 seconds. Hoey for the lead. He's got it.
That was a
another
beauty.
Keystone Transport three-pointer.
What an ending by the fabulous, I can call him fabulous. He's played fabulous
sure.
in the second quarter. Michael
terrific.
Hoey for Springfield Delco. Two trays late in the second quarter. After one half, it is Springfield Delco 25, Academy Park 24. It never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport. Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball,
virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Back to Springfield Delco in the old, old gymnasium as they had the renovations going across the way. It's 25-24 Springfield over Academy Park in a really good ball game. Springfield from the Central League, Academy Park for the Del Valle. Both teams are 5A, and it was a wild second quarter.
Yeah, and like we were talking about the ninth grader, Dave Michael Hoey, he's got 5 rebounds. He's just been all over the court, and he's only a ninth grader. That's just amazing to think, and he's just going to get better and better. This Springfield team, they have some nice athletes, and I think they just need a couple of wins and to really give their confidence up, you know?
But it's not easy. You got tough teams over, you know, in a non-league game against Academy Park.
Well, you know, this is kind of a good segue for me to get in and plug high school basketball. If you're listening to this, you're obviously a fan. But you know, if you're listening in the archives or whatever, the reality is there, you know, for the 10-week season, there's over 400 games among the 22 schools in Delaware County. And, you know, it's, I think, no more than $5 admission to any of these. If you're a senior that live in the community, a lot of these school districts have passes for people 65 and older, so you can attend any sporting event for free. Get out and see a basketball game. It is a great way to spend 90 minutes. Free parking. It's right around the corner from where you live in most cases. The food, you know, you get $1.50 for a slice of pizza, $1.50 for a hot dog. I mean, you can't beat the deal. And it's great entertainment. Don't always get a great game, but that's the nature of any kind of sports program. And it's a great thing to watch, and you're always right on top of the court. I mean, the biggest courts we've been in have been, you know, until we go to the Acora Center or something. But for high schools, you know, they're always real close to the action. Great thing to see, and if you like basketball of any kind, high school basketball can really be a lot of fun, and we're certainly seeing it tonight.
Game manager Glenn Mallon, the athletic director Glenn Mallon, who played on that Springfield Delco team that went to the state finals in boys hoops in 1981, not here tonight. But the athletic director, the assistant athletic director, game manager is Tom Lemieux, French, and he is the very successful boys lacrosse coach here at Springfield, 2-time state champs, 2016-17, and he was very overly nice. It's nice to have nice people to work for.
You know, with football, sometimes it gets a little creepy because it's, you know, it's every Friday night and there's a lot of activities going on in high school. But basketball, there is a game almost, if you look at our schedule, we publish a schedule, it's usually 2 weeks out. There's a game usually every single day, Saturdays and Sundays included. So there's a lot of basketball, and teams appreciate, you know, how many games can we get to? We obviously try to do one a week. Sometimes we do, like this week we did 2 games. But more often than not, it's one. And the reality is there's 400-something games. We're going to cover 10 of them and then get into the playoffs. So, you know, people appreciate we're coming out, we're highlighting their program. And, of course, you look at a game like tonight and you say, well, Academy Park's playing pretty well. Springfield's just had a dreadful few years. And they're not starting out much better. But, you know, we'd like to get the better games, but we also want to try to get around to the schools. And we hadn't done anything from Springfield for a while, although we'd seen Springfield play at other schools. So that's one of the reasons we're here, and we got a barn burner tonight, so we lucked out. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But the idea is that the kids get their name called a lot. They get to go back on the archive and listen to the game. Their family gets to listen to it. The family can't make the games. Dad's mom's out of town on work, whatever the story is. So we love doing it. We're glad we're here. And you're right, Dave. It's always great to be appreciated. And, boy, in basketball, we are appreciated on a regular basis.
I would say 99.9% of the athletic directors since I've been back here working for you guys 5 years here in Delaware County and Lee Corps Center, Villanova, have been great.
Right.
Bethlehem. So, I mean, I don't know where that 0.1% is, but maybe just...
Well, you know, I've never really had a serious issue with basketball. I think sometimes it's a little overwhelming for the ADs to set us up. They have a lot on their plate. But, you know, in football, it's more adversity because in football, we're havenfootball.net, so we're there representing the competition when we're away from our home stadium. And I think that creates a little bit of animosity sometimes. But, again, it's high school sports. And so the reality is 99.9% of the athletic directors, you know, we're there just to accommodate what we can do. We're there to promote the game and promote everybody. And of course, our policy is no criticism of players. You know, these are high school kids. They're 14, 15, 16 years, 17 years old in some cases. We're not going to call them out on anything they do or don't do. You know, they're doing the best they can. And if it's a great effort, that's wonderful. And if it's not so wonderful, that's wonderful, too. They're out there playing.
We did cover a Springfield basketball team the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
The Central League Championship, the Springfield
girls. Yep.
Remember, they beat Garnet Valley 2 years ago. Yep. And then last year lost, I have the scorebook right in front of me, 57-52. We like to do the Central League Boys and Girls Championship.
That's right.
I don't know who's going to be in it this year. Well,
Ratner looks good.
Mark Jordan, 5-1. Yep. I gave him a nice shout.
Which means
today
he won't be on the air with us, but we'll see.
He'll try his best.
We'll interview him at halftime.
A couple of pictures. Most of the recent pictures were out playing basketball, so both of us did not have our shirts on.
That's why we're calling you the pinup announcer.
There you go. So, anyway, we have covered so far this year in three games. We've got a private school from Delco Inn,
right.
Haverford School. We got the Chester High Clippers, and we've already covered, there you go, a very good Garnet Valley team, and also a team, Upper Darby, who's not bad themselves. We'll take a break and back for the third quarter. It is 25-24, Springfield over Academy Park. Boys hoops, Delco hoops.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgeman Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs.
The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven.
PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day.
Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out.
Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mann.
And we begin quarter number 3, boys hoops live from Springfield. And driving to the basket, good, and a foul. Tariq Marrero quickly. Academy Park down one, now leading by one. And Marrero in that great give-and-go play, he has 8 points.
Right, and they definitely coached that from the first play of the game in the second half.
Tariq is only a junior. Up, misses it. Nice rebound there. Makai Terry's got his share. He's a 6'4 senior. Gentleman with a Kutztown University shirt on. I don't know if he's a coach or not. Division II program has a bunch of our Delco kids playing. Here's Hoey driving. The freshman at two big threes late in the second quarter. 26-25, 1 point lead for Academy Park. Ward thought about the three, held up. Now thinking about it is Rhodes. Wisely just milk that clock. And it'll help you in late, you know, late game situations if you ever have the lead. But Springfield down by one. And there's a give and go. You got to like that work. To the basket with a left hand. It is good. Makai Terry, they're playing some ball here tonight. They have a one-point lead, 27-26. Academy Park. And here's a steal by Hoey, the freshman, all the way to the basket. Look at the confidence on that kid, huh?
Yep.
8 points. He lays it in. Biggest lead of the night. No, I think maybe they add up to a 3-0 lead. But a 3-point lead for Springfield Delco. Trying to break a 30-game losing streak. Cassidy gets it out. Three ball. Good defense there by Hoey. And it's no good. And the rebound is taken by number two, Makai Terry. Springfield with the ball. 6:20 to go. Third quarter and a 3-point lead. Hoey dribbling. Look, what a beautiful pass underneath. Look at the give and go. No, they want a foul. Not going to get it. Missing that shot was number two. And that was Makai Terry, and the rebound to Academy Park, and the Knights dodge a bullet right there. Spinning, good job by Hoey. And then three ball from the left wing corner, no good by Marrero. And the rebound to Springfield. Cole Rhodes back. This is Ward in the right wing corner. Top of the key to Michael Hoey. Flips it off to senior Ward. Right wing Hoey. Man-to-man defense, Academy Park. 3-point lead for Springfield. Left of the key. Rhodes to the basket. Rhodes lays it up and in. He has 13. 6'1 junior Cole Rhodes. 5-point lead, Springfield Delco. Academy Park back. Trailing by three. Northern. Right wing corner now driving to the basket. Johnson flipping it. Marrero drives to the basket, blocked, well, partially blocked, but a foul. He missed the shot. Two shots for Tariq Marrero. And Academy Parks, you know, they're thinking to themselves, we're in a ballgame.
Oh, absolutely. They're down by five now. I mean, this is going to be, this is for real.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Springfield. I'm surprised they don't have a win. I mean, they are some good ball players.
Tariq Marrero, 6'1 junior. Academy Park makes the first. Tariq with three in the quarter. 9 for the game. Leading scorer for the Knights, who come in 4-2. 31-27, 4-point lead. Springfield Delco, Kevin McCormick, year number 26. Next one by Tariq is good. Now, full court pressure. Two fouls here in the quarter. Do they break it, Springfield? I don't know if it's 10. I think they did, but it was deflected into the backcourt. So the Cougars get it across the timeline, and they are really grabbing it, playing tremendous defense there. It's a steal and driving to the basket, but he traveled too many steps. He laid it in Jalen Kennedy, but he walked.
That's Jalen Cassidy.
Jalen Cassidy, my bad. Yep, he walked, and Marrero comes out of the game, and checking in is Jamise Turner, a 5'11 junior. So inbounding the ball is going to be Rhodes. And they are really playing sticky defense here. They have not committed a foul yet. Hoey, the freshman. Springfield Delco, they don't call the reach and foul. It's another steal. And that's what I thought they were going to do. Driving to the basket, missing the shot. Ward the rebound. Ward gets it to Hoey. They dodge a bullet there, Springfield. 4:40 to go in the quarter. And they're going to have to. I would really slow it up here, guys.
I would too. It's only a 3-point lead.
Driving is Ward underneath with a layup. Oh. No, he missed the bunny and the rebound. Academy Park, and here they come with Simmons. Simmons left of the key. 31-28. Springfield. Right wing. Driving foul. That's three team fouls on Springfield. The personal is on Cryer, his second. But they have three team fouls already and none on Academy Park.
Academy Park is playing very aggressively on offense, and you know, they're Springfield's got to do something to slow them down a little bit. Fouls are not the answer, but you can understand why it's happening.
6'1 senior Jalen Cassidy back into the game for the Park.
That's the third foul on this here Fryer.
And another foul. And the Springfield fans can't believe it. That's going to be, that's three on Cryer. Now this one is on number two.
Mekhi Terry,
his first, but four team fouls already. Boy, this bodes well for Academy Park. They trail by three. They have the ball. Floater is no good. Floater off the glass, no, but a foul. Ooh. Another foul on Springfield. And they're going to have to regroup. And McCormick, Kevin's like.
Both teams are having terrible trouble with their shots. I mean, easy layup stuff. It should be going in left and right, and they're just neither team is getting them to drop.
Derek Northern, 5'10", junior at the line, shooting two. Academy Park down by three. 4:07 to go in the quarter, third quarter. Up. Got it. Biggest lead was five for Springfield earlier here in the third quarter. Five team fouls already. Springfield, second half. Misses the second. Rebound, Hoey. He's got a lot, done a lot of different things at the ninth grade. Hoey coming back across the timeline. They're going to put a lot of pressure. Good bounce pass. 2-point lead, Springfield. Hoey can build around a kid like that.
Right.
Springfield with the ball. Hoey, top of the key. Foul line now, Rhodes. Right of the key, Ward. Backdoor, Rhodes looking to get his shot off the glass. And 2 points for number 10. He's causing some mismatch problems. Cole Rhodes, Springfield, leads by 4. 3:38 to go, third quarter. Never sounded so good. Boys Hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
3:38 to go in quarter number three here at the old Springfield High School Gymnasium. 4-point lead for Springfield over Academy Park, Del Valle, Academy Park, and Central League Springfield, 33-29. Pete, I tell you, it's a good ball game.
I'm really impressed with Springfield. They move the ball good. Hoey's for a ninth grader. I was just following him last couple plays. He sets up his players. He knows how to pass the ball, and if he gets the shot, he can make it. He's in ninth. When this kid gets to be a junior and senior, he's going to be a star.
Yeah, it may be even be a little sooner than that.
Yes,
could be like a Carl Schaller from Garnet Valley.
Yes,
and he's a junior, and he's one of the top juniors in this area at the guard play. So Academy Park has the ball, driving to the basket, lay it up and in. That's a tough shot to make by Derek Northern. In Springfield, they just can't commit any more fouls.
No.
Academy Park doesn't have any team fouls.
But they can't worry about the fouls only because they've got to play aggressively, otherwise they'll shoot them to death.
They get the ball inbounds to Ward, backcourt. They're going to keep that pressure on, and they have 10 seconds to get it across the timeline. Busby better hurry up, and he does. Wow, there's a steal. They're right on top of that. Driving is Cassidy with the easy layup.
And we're tied up.
And again, they are going to keep that pressure on. There's another turnover. We are tied at 33. Marrero, that's going to be a block foul and two shots. Team foul number six on Springfield. And Marrero goes to the line shooting two. Personal is on Hoey, his second. This is going to be tough to overcome. I know we're tied, Mike, but
it is. And Academy Park is showing their muscle, but Springfield is sitting there saying, "We'll just play with you, see what happens." Makes his free throw.
Free throw, Marrero is good. They had a five-point lead a couple of minutes ago, and then the foul trouble, six. Marrero makes both.
It's really the full-court press. It's killing them right
now. Yeah. And they're going to keep it up. They are absolutely going to keep it until they finally get a foul. And then there is one on Cassidy. Two-point lead, Academy Park, 35-33. Cassidy, I have him for
That's his two. Second foul of two. The game.
Second. 2:53 to go in the third quarter. This is danger time now for Springfield. They're going to have to make some shots now. Three ball is up and good. A big one. What a
Another
game.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
7 points in the quarter. 18 for the game. Three ball Marrero. No good. Academy Park down by one now. And there's another turnover. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Hoey. Oh. And then thrown away. And Cassidy comes back. Cassidy for Academy Park. A little helter-skelter. They slow it up now. Between the circles, Northern. Springfield. And there is a ticky-tack foul. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Oh, man. That is 17 fouls already. And you would think in a game, the way the styles of Academy Park and Springfield are so different.
Let them play a little bit.
And there's seven fouls on Springfield here already.
Yep.
And the personal is on Rhodes, his second. So 1-1 here for number three, Derek Northern for Academy Park. Front end, no good. He missed it. And the rebound, Elijah Busby. So Academy Park still down by one. Three ball, right wing corner. It is good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
By Brian Wurtz. That is overcoming the foul problem Springfield has.
You know how I feel about three-pointers, but geez.
Two minutes to go in the quarter. 17 fouls on Springfield. Just one on Academy Park, but it's a four-point lead for Springfield. There's a three ball straight away by Derek Northern.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And they keep that trap on. Springfield with the ball. One-point lead. Behind the back. Somebody's wide open again. It's Hoey for three. Ooh. No good. Rebound Academy Park and Cassidy. He has a bunch of those tonight. And he is driving to the basket. Ball knocked out of bounds. They want a foul. They're not going to get one there.
No, but they will give the ball back to Academy Park.
1:32 to go. Here in the third quarter, Springfield 39, Academy Park 38. This is boys basketball and a darn Goodwood here at Springfield High. Barry Brown, right side. Cassidy drives to the basket. Layup is blocked and taken by. Knocked. Actually, almost went out of bounds. Saved to the wrong guy by the Springfield player. Picked up by Marrero. Drives good, and he is fouled. So a team foul number 8 on Springfield. And they're only down by 1 point now, but it's not a good situation.
It's going to be tough to keep up with this with these many fouls. Not even the end of the third quarter yet.
This is unbelievable, really. Yeah. Free throw up and good by Marrero. He's had a big quarter. Four. And now they're going to call a...
Yep, foul. Holding.
So it's going to be a foul on Academy Park. The refs probably see that now. They probably are saying, well, we might have to kind of like, you know, a little bit of the ticky-tack stuff. It's really tough to call. But it's 7-2 in fouls now. Springfield with seven. And they trail by two, the Knights. The Cougars, actually. So Springfield with the ball. Coming up on a minute to go in the quarter. Pass to Ward at the far wing. Ward dribbling around. Right side getting it to Rhodes, who's had an unbelievable game. Cole Rhodes, 6'1 junior. Probably would be wise to try to go for the final shot here if they can. They're playing sticky man-to-man defense. Rhodes looks to drive, fouled. He'll get two shots. It's going to be on Marrero, and that's three on him. So 7-3 now, foul disparity. Seven on Springfield, three on Academy Park here in the second half. 46.6 seconds to go. 41-39 Academy Park. And trying to tie the game here is Cole Rhodes shooting two. 7 in the quarter, 18 for the game. He makes both of these. We're tied. He has 20 points. With the right hand. Up. Got it. Kevin McCormick, year number 26. Back into the game, number 21, Laval Johnson for Academy Park. And also number 30, Jamise Turner, 5'11 junior. 41-40, one-point lead. Academy Park up. Got it. Nothing but net. Luckily, he is not in foul trouble. Cole Rhodes. So a little bit of token pressure here by Springfield. Tie ball game, 41-41. You do not want to commit a foul here, Springfield. We're in the third quarter. But, you know, Academy Park's going to probably try to take it to the rack.
I would.
Out high, Turner. And what you have to do then, if you're Springfield, take charges. Turner driving right side, looking for the back door. Getting it out in there. Long, long three. That's going to be way off. And Springfield, the rebound with Devin Allen. And just go for the final shot here.
Absolutely. Hold the ball until you're down to 10. We're at 15 now.
Busby, far side, Ward. 10 seconds. Right wing, top of the key, also checking in. Driving to the basket, laying up and in.
Nice great. Give and go. That was all planned. They saw it coming. That was beautiful.
Brian Ward, who has 5 in the quarter, 10 for the game at the buzzer. Springfield, 43. Academy Park, 41. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Store is also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Give Springfield a lot of credit in deep foul trouble, but they maintain their composure and they kept it a close game, and they now lead by 2, 43-41. We go to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, one comment here, Dave. It's kind of ironic in Springfield's backcourt. They have Michael Hoey, a freshman, working with Brian Ward, a senior, and they just have great chemistry together. And it's amazing, a freshman and a senior, but it's working so well tonight.
17 fouls on Springfield. Just 3 on Academy Park. So Springfield has the ball to begin the quarter. Going to try to take it. Left wing corner, Rhodes has 20 points with the ball now. Hoey thought about it, slows up, left side, Ward, top of the key, Rhodes. Rhodes is going to take it all the way to the basket, blocked by Barry Brown, and it goes out of bounds. Is that Barry who blocked that shot?
Number 2.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. All right. The football quarterback, who has not committed yet, but he's quite an athlete, 6'3". Springfield maintains the ball. Ward, kept that pivot foot, 3 ball, Ward again, that was Rhodes again, no good, offensive rebound. Now Rhodes to the basket, blocked again by Barry Brown. He throws the ball away, head of the pack, not getting it out. NBA 3 by the ninth grader is no good. That would have given him a 5-point lead. Yeah. Rebound, Jalen Cassidy. Here comes Academy Park trying to tie it up. Driving to the basket, and they're going to call a blocking foul. And he's like, Hoey says, what? Come on.
That's a really soft call there.
Wow, unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, if I saw, you know, a game getting more and more violent, then you know they have to start calling to settle it down. But these kids are playing basketball so far. There's no problem.
This has been a really good game so far. There's no reason to call these little ticky-tack fouls.
Wow, 18 fouls on Springfield. So it's a one-and-one situation. Front end, got it, by Derek Northern. Academy Park again, 4-2. Springfield Delco, 0-7. And according to my records, 30 straight losses over the past few years. This could tie the game. It is. Northern with 2 in the quarter, 10 for the game. Academy Park still has 3 fouls to give, and they're going to keep that relentless Chester pressure on. Did I say Chester?
Yes, you did.
Anyway, well, that's what they're back in the day, but they break it. They break the trap. And here's Devin Allen for 2. Springfield by 2. Pull-up jumper, Northern around the rim and in. He's clutch. Derek Northern, 5'10", junior, 4 in the quarter. 12 for the game into Allen. Springfield Delco, the Cougars. We're tied at 45. Rhodes across the timeline. Top of the key, Allen. Dribbling around, looking for the back door. Not going to get it. Going to try to take it himself. There is your open man, Hoey. Now is going to slow it up. 6.5 to go. Springfield, what they're hoping for, if they can get like a couple of more fouls on Academy Park, would take them out of this relentless, incredible pressure. But right now, doing a good job running around. Back door. Princeton style. Going to try to take it to the rack. Rhodes stops. Penetrates, lays it up and in. He's had an unbelievable game. 22 for the 6-1. He's only a junior. Cole Rhodes, Springfield, Delco. Coach McCormick loving it. 47-45. Springfield, Delco. Cassidy back for Academy Park at the far side. Cassidy to Marrero into the game with three fouls. Marrero looks to drive. Looks like good defense right there. That's an over-the-back foul on Brown. Now, that's a call I think you could have gotten away with, but the rest now are like, you're looking at the and they're kind of... Yeah, it's just a natural instinct.
Yeah, well, if you're going to call some of the ticky-tack, you got to call over the back like that. You just can't avoid it.
It was kind of like
with one hand. There goes a full court thrust again. Well, right. Not so much.
Four team fouls. They still have two to give Academy Park, but right now with 5:45 to go, Springfield Delco is controlling the game. Two-point lead and the ball. We'll see if they can keep. Look at the back door again, but last touch by Academy Park out of bounds. Pass went awry, but fortunately for the Cougars of Springfield, went out of bounds off them.
That back door has been working this whole second half.
What a big win this would be for the Central League if they can get it done. Here's Hoey's open in the right. Look how savvy that ninth grader is. Hoey dribbles it to the top of the key. Almost walked. I think he got away one with one there. Ward now. This is number 25, Busby, and we have a foul off the ball on Academy Park. Number 5 on them. They only have one to give now. Who are they going to call it on?
That was on Jalen Cassidy, his third of the game.
So he's got 3. Marrero, 3. Springfield Delco. Now the next foul, it's only 6 for Academy Park, but right now if you can, weave that ball around. Looking. You have timeouts to use, too. They flip it back to Busby. Busby looks to drive. Busby against Marrero, and they're going to call an elbow, an offensive foul. Busby. A little bit too much.
Yep, a little too aggressive.
Long way to go. 5 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. What a ball game. Springfield Delco 47, Academy Park 45. I guess I can say he's a Springfield now. Oh, we know there's a Springfield Monco, but yeah, we're Delco hoop game of the week.
That.
Cassidy, top of the key, looks to drive. That's going to be a travel. Old up and down.
Up and down, you can't do it. Unless you're playing quarterback, you can do it, but not basketball.
So back to
full court press.
Springfield. They get the ball in to Allen. Allen, cross court to Busby. 47-45, Springfield, a two-point lead and the ball. Right elbow. Is Allen, left wing corner Rhodes, looks to drive, trying to get a foul up, now wide open, and he's not going to take the shot, gives it down to Allen, loses the ball, it's on the floor, how about a timeout? I think they're going to get a timeout out of it, right?
He's jumped off.
Or they're not going to call a foul, are they?
They got a foul on that.
Really?
Oh, man, and that's that. Well, anyway, at 17 fouls now on Academy Park?
Yep.
Or is it 6?
6.
6. And it's number 3 on Barry Brown. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Springfield. So Springfield, the Cougars, now in a better position. Two-point lead, home floor, 4:26 to go, and the ball. And now what are they going to call? Another foul on Academy Park.
Well, you know, I think it's very obvious that both teams should realize this. The referees are trying to settle the game down, so you're going to have to be a little more careful.
So it's 7 now on Academy Park, Springfield, all is well. Now they make foul shots here.
Taking the shot is Ward.
This is it. Big miss on the rebound. Barry Brown, Academy Park, dodging a bullet right there. Both teams in the bonus situation. 47-45, two-point lead for Springfield. Academy Park, 4-2. Springfield, 0-7. They weave the ball around, and we've got an offensive foul called on Barry Brown, illegal pick. Oh, man, Academy Park now with 8 team fouls.
Okay, we got a timeout.
We're going to take a break. 4:11 to go in the fourth quarter. What a great early January game. Boys basketball, 2-point lead. Springfield over Academy Park, DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Springfield High School. And Pete, back to you. What a game.
I just have one little comment. With both teams in the penalty, Dave, I think this game may be determined on the foul line in the next 4 minutes.
Yeah, and especially if you're Academy Park and you'd like to play in your face. I have to say, it's Chester. Chester's the one who started this baby years ago. In your face, relentless defense. They could be prone to committing more fouls. It's weird, though. Most of the fouls are getting called on are like off the ball. I mean,
I don't know what they're looking at. It's tough to tell when we're on one end of the court because we're not seeing a lot of the interaction on the other side.
Springfield with the ball. The Cougars. Coach McCormick, 26th year. 2-point lead, 47-45. 4 minutes exactly to go. And they're going to probably look for the perfect shot. Allen, three ball from the left wing side. No goods, out of bounds. I'm missing that shot. Excuse me, was Brian Ward, the senior, trying to give his team a big 5-point lead. It wasn't even close.
Yep.
Back to Academy Park. Now a lot of pressure on Academy Park here.
Well, 2 points ties it.
Marrero, that's the guy right there. He gets to the basket off the glass, too strong. Here's Hoey coming back for Springfield, and he wisely slows it up. You can just see him growing with confidence and everything here in this game. 3.5 to go. Fourth quarter, Springfield Delco with the ball in the lane.
Oh.
Got to get out of that lane, Allen. It's going to be a 3-second call. Barely gets out in time. Out to Ward. Ward drives, reverse layup, not good. Not a good move. And I know he's a senior, but he's just the last couple shots just didn't happen. There's another turnover on Academy Park. Back they come. Ward, no. He's going to give it right wing corner. Springfield Delco, 3 minutes to go, getting close to a big win here. They haven't had one in three seasons. They weave the ball around, looking for that back door. They go to Rhodes, and Rhodes push, nothing call, out to Ward, the senior. Ward, the freshman, Hoey, right wing, 47-45. Springfield with the ball.
You know, drive to the paint, guys. They'll foul you.
Spinning. Somebody's open out front, out high, and they dive for the loose ball. It's going to be timeout calls by Springfield.
No, we'll keep it 2:30.
We're going to keep it here. 2:34 to go in the fourth quarter. I want to say kind of history could be made here by Springfield. They have a 2-point lead. Boys basketball in the old gym live on DelcoHoops.com. It's the January 2nd, 2020.
Yeah, that was a great timeout because they were rolling around on the floor and they were just Springfield. It looks like they were going to lose the ball under the basket there. So great call, timeout by the Springfield head coach.
I tell you, the one problem I have with Springfield right now is boy, I would be absolutely pressing to get underneath the basket, get into paint, get into the key, because the way Academy Park's pushing it, they're going to foul you. And so you're either going to get the 2 points whether you drop it in or you're going to get the foul shots. And at this stage of the game, if every time you get the ball, you get at least 1 point out of the deal and you can hold Academy Park back, you got this game. And
every time there's a foul, you're going to the line.
Right.
Because both teams are in a penalty. You can win the game at the line if you play smart.
But I haven't seen Academy Park back off yet.
2.5 to go. Back to the action. With the ball is Allen. Top of the key. Far side. Now driving is Busby. Are they going to call a hand check? No. Man. Foul on Academy Park. Another ticky-tack foul.
I'd hate to see this game go over that.
And it's going to be 1-1 here. Springfield Delco can get a 4-point lead. They missed a 1-1 the front end. Couple of possessions ago, they got to make these foul shots.
Got to hit these shots.
That's what makes you winning and losing.
You want to win, you got to win it from the line.
They got it. They win this game. They may storm the floor. You're beating a good team.
We may
too.
See Hershey kisses everywhere.
Well, I don't know about that. Up again.
Ooh, oh,
in and out. Three-point lead, Springfield Delco. Here comes Academy Park. They have been on this. They only scored 4 points, Academy Park, in this quarter. And there's a steal. The senior all the way to the basket, and he gets it out. Ward now. They're really going to slow it up, I would imagine. Here's Hoey. Freshman, are you kidding me? Oh. The floater is good. A star in the making. Freshman Michael Hoey. It's a 5-point lead. Springfield Delco. What a game by the ninth grader. Academy Park in deep trouble. NBA 3 is no good. Who wants that rebound? Springfield. Ooh. Oh, it's Marrero. Picks it up and scores.
Good plays among three Springfield players, but he got the ball.
Marrero was 17. The lead is now 3. Almost a steal. It is stolen by Academy Park. Here they come. Marrero getting it out. Thinking about a 3. He's got it. We are tied. Mr. Clutch.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Derek Northern for 3. Just like that. 5 points. Let's take a break. 1:31 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 50. Springfield, Academy Park, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Man, what a great game. Back here at Springfield High School, boys high school basketball tied at 50. Springfield, the host team in Academy Park in the old auxiliary gym here. It's pretty nice, regulation size floor. Springfield has the ball. They had a 5-point lead, but Academy Park with this relentless pressure and not committing a foul and making big shots and hustling have tied the game at 50, and they're going to keep this trap up. But the next foul, and refs are going to be looking for, because they're clutching and grabbing already. 5-second call against Springfield.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be 5 seconds. Yeah. They were pushing it.
This is I love this defense, yeah. And you're not fouling. There is a little, you know, pushing and shoving. Now, Academy Park with 1:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Tied at 50-50 in a battle here. And they're going to slow it up. Northern's been the man. Derek with the ball. Marrero thought about the three, held up. Now to Northern, 3-ball again, got it. He has been the man, Derek Northern.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
That is 7, how many points? That's 8 straight points like that, guys. And now a turnover down the end of the floor by Springfield Delco. In this quarter alone, 10 points for Derek Northern, 18 for the game. We have 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Academy Park with the ball. They have a 2-point lead. They gave him a 2. So that was only a 2-point.
Oh, okay.
52-50. And now what are they going to call? Timeout by Academy Park. 46 seconds ago. So just a 2-pointer there for Derek Northern. That last shot right of the key. And just like that, they were down 50-45. Let's take a break on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, boy, what a wild game. Wild last minute or two here. Academy Park up by 2, 52-50, and the ball with 46 seconds to go. They were down 50-45, Academy Park. 7 straight points, just
yeah,
like that.
Dave, if you're Springfield, you may have to foul here. You may.
Well, yeah, you're going to got to give it a few seconds, I think. Greenwood into the Lance, a risky pass right there.
Now
they get
a foul.
Down to 33 seconds. He is tripped up and fouled. So it'll be two shots, Academy Park. It would make it a two-possession game if they make both. And going to the line is 5'9", sophomore. He is good. Khalil Greenwood has 4 points. So he'll be getting two. Makes it a little bit easier than a one-and-one. Front end, good.
Got it. Nice shot.
Academy Park's made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 3 balls. I have 7. 3-point lead. Greenwood again. Up, he misses that one, so it opens the door for, he's wide open in the right wing. That's a good play call. 3 ball for the tie, missed it. Rebound Marrero. And that would have tied the game up, but a foul in the backcourt. It's going to be two shots again for Academy Park, and Brian Ward just missed that one.
Springfield is playing it well. I mean, they're doing what they have to do. Now this is when those easy layups they missed are coming back to haunt them.
Good. Two shots. Marrero had 15 points through three. Quiet here in the fourth quarter. Had a big hustle layup. A couple of minutes ago. Misses this one.
Whoa.
So with 19.9 seconds going in the fourth quarter, keeps it open. He makes this two-point conversion. Timeout, Kevin McCormick. Year number 26. Keep it right here. So after one quarter of play was Academy Park 16, Springfield 13. Halftime, Springfield 25, Academy Park 24. After three, Springfield 43, Academy Park 41. And then as much as a 5-point lead for the Cougars with about 2 minutes to go. And then Academy Park just forced those turnovers just all over the place, did not get any fouls called.
The Academy Park have, if I remember, they had a 25-second period there where they scored 5 points. There was baskets and steals, and that kind of set Springfield off their balance a little.
I am going to make a prediction that we're going to see a Springfield run, not tonight. We're going to see a Springfield run within the next couple of weeks, and I think they're going to be in the mix by the end of this season.
They'll win some games.
This
team is good. They're going to win some games.
They're hanging tough with Academy Park. Academy Park's playing them very smart. I thought that they should have driven to Springfield should have driven to the basket more often to try to draw the foul or get the shot, and I think there were a few possessions they might have ended up with a couple of points that way. But other than that, they've stayed with this game the entire way, and they've played exactly how they had to play to make it work. And Academy Park and their full court presses have been fabulous.
Plus, Michael Hoey's only going to get better as a ninth grader.
Yeah, ninth grader for Springfield. Anyway,
just one shot.
Junior, he has got one more to go. He's a
second
big one.
Two, right.
Tyreek Marrero up and good.
Got it.
Marrero, right. A big one there, so he has three in the quarter now.
Academy Park has to kind of let it go. Don't foul him.
They got to hit a 3-ball here. Springfield back down by 4, running out of time. Forcing up the 3. No good. Too strong. They're still hustling out. That's going to be out of bounds. 7 seconds to go, but 4 points down.
Stays with Academy.
Stays with Springfield. Not looking good. But, give Academy Park all the credit in the world.
Absolutely.
MVP's got to be Derek Northern if Academy Park wins.
Yeah, but I think we're going to try to get a hold of Hoey for an interview.
3-ball straight away. No good by Springfield. Out of bounds. 1.8 seconds to go, and that's going to be the ball game. And a 54-50 win here for Academy Park over Springfield. Another close loss for the Cougars this year. They fall to 0-8. Academy Park 5-2. All right, guys, real quick. How'd you match up Chester and Academy Park?
I'll tell you what.
Right now, I think Academy Park would beat them the way they were playing the other night. Listen, we've got to go to a quick break and try to get a...
So 54-50, the final score. Academy Park beats Springfield in a great boys basketball game in early January on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
What a ball game, man. Final score, Academy Park rallies late to beat Springfield 54-50. MVP from the Springfield side is going to be Michael Hoey. I pronounce it right, Michael?
Yeah.
He's a freshman. Losing sucks. I can say that word on the air. I know
how you
feel.
You just did.
Yeah. Okay. even the big-time guys say, I know how you feel, man, but great. You grew leaps and bounds tonight, you and the team.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys playing well. It's always – you're having a tough season. You've had a couple of tough years, but it's great to see you guys battling with a team like Academy Park. What were you guys talking about in the locker room pregame?
We just want to come out there and just work as hard as we can to get the win. I mean, we're trying as hard as – we're trying to get a first win. We just got to do everything we can.
Yeah, you certainly have done that tonight. You chipped in all over the place on the boards, on the score sheet, and in the assist column too. Were you one of the team leaders, or are you looking to your senior backcourt partner in Brian Ward?
Yeah, I'm still looking at senior. I'm still a freshman. I look up to my seniors. I look up to all the older classmen. I feel like they're our best players. I just look up to them. They give me inspiration.
Pete mentioned this. Brian's a senior, and you are a freshman, of course, obviously, Michael. And you guys work together well.
Yeah, he's one of our best players by far. He works crazy hard during practice. He pushes everybody.
Yeah, where have you been over the years? Who are some of your mentors over the years, youth programs you came up with?
I think my brother is my biggest mentor. He takes me to the gym every day. He works on my game. He pushes me the hardest.
Yeah, you play any other sports?
Yeah, I play football and lacrosse.
Oh, great. Oh, great sports. Yeah, Tom Lemieux, awesome. State champs back-to-back. Now, Pete,
yeah,
you have
Mike,
a question?
I just want to say one thing. You know, we do a lot of games, and the way you control the ball, set up your players and all, as a point guard, as a ninth grader, you're excellent. You're only going to get better. You will win a lot of games this year. You played a very good team tonight. You barely lost, but you lost. But if you keep playing the way you are, take the shots when you can and set up your men, you will have a great future in the Central League.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Were you missing the big guy tonight?
Yeah, he couldn't play. He missed the practice.
So oh,
he,
yeah. Okay, McShane, right?
Yeah, he would have helped a lot.
Yeah, he's 6'5" junior. I just noticed that as the game was going on. So again, our MVP did a great job as Springfield fell, but the freshman. It is Michael Hoey, and great senior for the first time. We try to see as much as we can, cover all the Delco teams. You kind of remind me a little bit of Carl Schaller, who we've seen progress over the years. He's a guard for Garnet Valley. I don't know if you played them.
Nah, I played CYO all my years.
All right, well, wait till you see him. I don't know if you guys match up with Garnet Valley this year. You would imagine Central League. So, again, keep up the great work, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank all right, you great job. Good luck Thanks. The rest of the year.
Good interview. Freshman Michael Hoey of Springfield High School. They fall by 4 points, 54-50 to Academy Park.
Thanks
from the Del Valle. And really appreciate it. And, yeah, just a tremendous basketball game.
All right, let's do the points so we can start getting off the air.
Do you have all the final tallies?
I've got for the Springfield Cougars in a loss, Makai Terry I had for 3, Devin Allen for 4, Cole Rhodes had 22, Michael Hoey and Brian Ward both had 10, and Elijah Busby with 1 for their total of 50. And for Academy Park, they were led by Tariq Marrero with 18, Derek Northern with 17, Jalen Cassidy chipped in with 8, and Khalil Greenwood also had 5. Nate Bundy and Laval Johnson both had 2, as well as Barry Brown for their total of 54 in their 54-50 win over the Springfield Cougars here at Springfield High.
Academy Park now 5-2 overall, and Springfield Delco 0-8. Again, great job by Academy Park coming back, and their two top scorers are only juniors, Pete.
Go ahead, right. Sorry, Pete.
Excuse me. I got one stat that's kind of amazing. Springfield, I have them out rebounding Academy Park 26-17. Didn't realize that they did that, but like I said, Springfield played tough. They played real good. The last 2 minutes, they kind of, gave in a little bit. But Springfield's going to win a lot of games this year if they continue to play the way they played tonight.
Yeah, we really hope so. Again, Academy Park with the big win coming back 54. Springfield Delco 50. Thanks to everybody here at Springfield High School. DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.